Coast 1079. It's all about the music. The music.
Christmas time is definitely for families. Peter Andre here at Coast1079.com, and I'm saying it's 3:15 in the afternoon, 7:45 in the morning, and a warm welcome to the programme and a good morning to Nils Lofgren. Hi, Nils.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What about yourself?
I'm great. Excited to, after a 3-year break, get some of my own shows fired up, and very excited to, come back to the UK in January. I've been coming there for 40 years now to
sing
and play, and excited to get some good crowds there and do some great shows for everyone is my plan.
Yeah, so it's 7:45 in the morning, and where am I calling you?
Scottsdale, Arizona. I've been up for hours, actually. I don't know why, but when I get off the road, I try to, it's like a Mission Impossible. We got 4 dogs in the bed with us, and I try to sneak out of the house in the dark and got a back way to get to the corner, get a coffee, and then I just go to my garage studio across the yard and, putter around and play or practice or just, get on with the day. I'm an early person off the road, and, I like the daylight. So, yeah, I've been up for a while.
Yeah. So what's the normal day when you're not gigging, Nils? What's the normal day for Nils Lofgren?
Well, there's really no normal. I mean, it varies. Of course, I just completed 26-month tour with the E Street Band.
I know.
So normal now is to try to, not rush home and be musically crazy and spend time with my family and my dogs and my lovely Amy wife, New Jersey girl that I met at the Stone Pony years ago. And I've been missing in action, really, as a person that lives here. So, just try to help out, pitch in, take a dog to the vet, run some errands, just help with the house. I'm puttering away, of course, practicing and memorizing lyrics for the UK tour, and Amy's going to come with me. She loves being over there. It's one of the few places I can get her to come for the whole run, because once we land, we don't see an airport again. We get on a nice bus, travel through the countryside, and play shows every night. So very excited she's planning on coming. And but it depends. Of course, when I get back off the road after this run in January, I'm hoping to get back to writing and, think about making another record next year of my own for my website, nilslofgren.com. And we put out a 10-disc 45-year box set retrospective that I got to handpick the best of my 45 years of recordings, Face the Music. So that's out. You can get it at nilslofgren.com. And I think it's a much better deal there than Amazon UK.
I'll be right onto it as soon as I put the phone down, Nils.
Yeah, it was shocking because a lot of my own music's out of print. And it was a 2-year project with Fantasy Records, but they went and got every track I picked. There's 189 tracks, 20 of them are DVD, and 2 bonus tracks of unreleased music, rarities, basement demos. So I'm real proud of it. There's a 136-page booklet that I wrote with Dave Marsh, kind of going blow by blow through my career. So very excited about it and proud to have it out. We're hoping to get some to the shows too as we tour through the UK.
Are you a Christmas boy? Are you celebrating Christmas?
Not crazy, but yeah, I grew up with 3 younger brothers and had a great mom and dad.
Yeah.
Kind of nostalgic. We lost my dad quite a while ago, but it's still kind of a crazy time of year. The commercialization of Christmas is not my favorite thing. I'm not excited. We have our Halloween here, and there are people always, berating you that you haven't bought enough Christmas gifts yet. But in the spirit of what it is, the birth celebration of a very spiritual person in our history, however you want to see Jesus Christ, I mean, in the spirit of that, I try to buy into the good cheer and goodwill amongst men and focus on that more than the presence and all the commercial chaos.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got to get over. You're in Milton Keynes kicking off your tour on the 8th of January. And it's a pretty whistle-stop tour, isn't it, Nils?
I'll say that again.
I say it's a pretty whistle-stop tour going from there right the way down to St. Albans for the 26th of January.
Yeah, I like to. I mean, it's a balance. We're doing 16 cities in 19 days, which is quite aggressive schedule.
Yes.
But with a bus and you don't have to go to airports, you always have that as a home base, and you got a little reading light. And if you're being jostled around on the road in the middle of the night, you can lay down and rest. And it always seems to work. I got to be careful and pay attention to my health, which is fine. And after every show, I'll come out and I try to encourage them to keep the pub open and I'll sit there for an hour and a half and sign, you know, CDs and T-shirts and have a visit with people, which is very hands-on. And speaking of Christmas, too, there's a great bonus track I did for a cerebral palsy charity in town called Oh Holy Night. I did a version with a choir and an orchestra that's on my box set.
Oh, right.
It's actually, you can get it on my website, nosoffman.com, as a free download, but I realize with Christmas coming, you may want to give it a listen.
Oh, certainly will do. Yeah, I'll have a look for that one, nilslofgren.com, yep. Do you keep yourself fit, Neil? Because I'm looking at photographs of you, and there's very little change over the years, isn't there?
Well, I mean, you haven't gotten close lately. No, look, I've been blessed with, I fell in love with performing, and, you know, of course, the downside is it takes you away from home, but getting in front of an audience and being excited about performing and all that goes with it, and of course, now, as you get older, I'm 63, I've been on the road 46 years, I used to play basketball all the time and did those crazy backflips off a trampoline with my guitar and jumped off drum risers and PA stacks, so 6 years ago, my both hips were bone on bone for years, and I was in agony. I had to have them replaced. And a couple years ago, I tore both my rotator cuffs and my shoulders. But, you know, you just go to the gym and limp by and do your therapy. And to know that you can, you know, strap on a guitar and have a good body of songs to choose from and walk out in front of an audience, that's very, you know, very healing to me. And there's some kind of medicinal quality to it. And certainly, you know, you're being judged and you want people to want to come back. But now after 40 years, they keep coming back.
Close
so
to
my job is to get to England in the dead of winter and get from town to town. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Did that put you out of action for a bit, Nils? You know, with 6 years ago when you had the double hip replacement?
Yeah, it's interesting. We were, you know, getting near the end of the Magic Tour with the E Street Band, and I was playing Giant Stadium, and I was doing some dive rolls with my guitar, and it's funny, I've talked to this surgeon, I said, well, there's no cartilage left in there, so it's not like there's anything left to destroy, but I decided, I talked to Bruce and said, look, I'm in agony, but, you know, part of me wants to keep putting this off, because, of course, once you have them replaced, then they wear out.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's very subtle and low-key and just a dear, dear friend. And I just said respectfully, look, I know you don't know about the future, but if in your gut you know you're going to take a couple years off, I may just wait a while. And if not, if you think you want to keep at it, maybe I'll try to get this surgery done, both hips at the same time after the Magic Tour. And, you know, he was cool. He said, well, you know, I'm feeling kind of good about what we're doing. We may have another chapter sooner than later, so you might want to think about, you know, addressing getting that done. So I did. Amy moved into the hospital in New York City, found this great surgeon, Paul Pellicci. He did them both at the same time, which felt like a truck ran over me. But I did everything. I was scared to death. I did everything I was told, and miraculously, they're just fabulous. They're holding up great. I'm dancing around, hopping around. I picked up tap dancing, of all things,
wow,
as a hobby, because I had to stop playing crazy basketball. And so there'll be a bit of tapping in the show. My buddy Greg Varlotta, who's a great player, keyboards, guitar, sings, trumpet, and plays. He's an extraordinary tap dancer, so we throw it in the show a bit. I'm not good enough to do it too much, but I'll do it a little bit, and it's kind of a hoot.
Fantastic. 84, you joined the E Street Band. Am I correct in that, Nils?
Yeah, May of 84, over 30 years ago now.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for that history, of course.
Which would you say was your greatest feat in all the tours with the E Street Band?
Oh, I probably got 1,000 shows, and, you know, how many thousands of hours that is, 4,000 or 5,000 hours on stage. I couldn't pick one moment at all.
No?
No, hell no. They're all been wonderful and blessed, and so many great moments and funny moments and, you know, tears, laughter.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one of my cherished things that now that we lost my dear friend Clarence Clemens was... So often in those 3.5 hour shows or whatever, Bruce would sing something alone or something very quiet and peaceful in the dark, and I get to just sit there in the dark on the riser with Clarence and whisper, and, you know, from anything, you know, talk about, you know, wives, kids, spirituality,
what the hell is
the next song going to be? Bruce is off the list, and just, you know, very cherished memories, in particular that, because we stood side by side for 27 years. So miss him a lot, but very grateful we had this last chapter with the band and five-man horn section and his nephew Jake playing Clarence's actual instrument.
Yeah.
And look, it's a powerful band. I've been in a lot of them with Neil Young, Ringo Starr. I mean, the Beatles were the reason I fell in love with all rock and roll. I was a classical accordion player playing Beatles medleys at the ninth grade variety show. So
right.
Hats off to the British invasion. That was the reason I really got and I discovered the floodgates of, you know, Stax Volt, Motown, the old blues,
yeah.
All those great bands in the 60s and in the, you know, Europe, the States, and of course mainly the UK. It's a very historied place, fabled place for us Americans who, a lot of us discovered our own great music through the English bands.
Yeah, and of course you've only recently been honored to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was beautiful. You know, my wife Amy's from West Orange, New Jersey, right outside of the city. So had a few days in New York and Brooklyn with some dear friends in and out of the band. And it was bittersweet because, of course, they should have figured it out before Clarence and Danny
yes.
died.
Yeah.
And they did not, and shame on them. But it was still a great honor, a great night, and, you know, as always, the best part of it was getting up to play with the E Street Band and being there to share it with my wife.
Yeah. Well, let's just jump very quickly because and I respect your time this morning over there in your home. You're in Liverpool on the 16th of January, Friday night, at the Philharmonic Hall, which is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant venue. What can we expect off you, Nils?
Yeah, I've been there before. In fact, it's funny, my wife Amy got a cabbie, took her and a girlfriend around town, that went to the old some of the Beatles memorabilia, and she signed the door where Ringo used to live, and
right.
picked up one of those kind of captain cats that Lennon used to wear.
Yeah, yeah.
I still have it, of course. But you know, we're going to feature some of the kind of more obscure music in the box set, which goes back. There's hundreds of songs to choose from. So we'll start where we left off, and of course, Greg goes from keyboards to guitars, plays some trumpet, tap dances, and I'm all over the place with acoustic and electric.
I was just going to say there, can we expect some acoustic from you?
Yeah, a lot. It'll be mostly acoustic.
I'll
put on the electric once in a while and jam off to a track, but basically it's acoustic. I stretch out a lot. Of course, I'll be playing, you know, songs like Keith Don't Go that I wrote on the Tonight Tonight Tour in
yes.
with Neil Young about the great Keith Richards. Just a giant thank you note on behalf of all his fans. I have a very ominous, I hope powerful acoustic version. But we're going to feature songs that I haven't been singing in the last few tours, and of course some of the bonus tracks that were never released before that are on the box set. And, you know, I'm practicing now and memorizing words and trying to get in good shape so we hit at a good pace right from the first night.
It's going to be a fantastic night, Nils. I'm really, really looking forward to Friday, the 16th of January in Liverpool. And as I say, a great venue, the Philharmonic, especially for the acoustic sets.
Yeah, no, I remember it well. You know, my wife was running around town and having a great visit. I always loved those theaters. And, you know, we got a good crowd coming. There's more seats available, but we're planning on doing a great show. And I don't know. It's just, for me, it's just... wonderful thing to get on a bus and not have to go to airports every day and just travel through
true
the
enough,
countryside.
Yeah. Yeah.
I usually try to, you know, while they're setting up the gear, just take a walk through the town, get a coffee to go, and just get the local feel. But Liverpool is, of course, a very historied town, and, you know, with all the history of the Beatles and all the great music there. So we're planning on doing a great show, and last time through, it was a special night, I remember.
Can we expect the full entourage of Nils Lofgren? You know, the acoustic guitar, the electric guitar, maybe a bit of banjo and everything?
Yeah, I don't know about banjo, but there'll be quite a bit of keyboard playing and acoustic and electric, maybe some different tunings and some slide guitar, and we'll break it up quite a bit.
I tell you what, Nils, I always ask everybody who I interview, and you're going to be nothing of the exception either. I mean, you with the E Street Band and Bruce Springsteen, you played with Neil Young and Crazy Horse, you've been in the Ringo Starr All Stars Band. But if you were blessed and they said to you, OK, Nils, you've got the option to join any band in the world, who would you would love to have joined?
Oh, my gosh. What a rough question.
It is first thing in the morning to your pal, isn't it? You know.
Well, you know, that's, I mean, again, I remember when the Stones needed a guitar player, and I called Ronnie Wood and said, hey, that's your gig, and Ronnie said, no, I'm not taking it, and I'm going to stay with the Faces. And certainly I was shocked because Ronnie gave me a phone number, and next thing I knew, he had me talking to Keith Richards at Ronnie's cottage in England, and I was shocked because I didn't know Keith and how kind he was. And he said, "Yeah, we want Ronnie. He won't do it. We're having open auditions in a month, in Geneva or somewhere, and we're going to have a lot of guitar players come through. Come on down." And I just was shocked at how open they both were about it. Next thing you know, after a month of not being able to talk to anybody,
yeah,
it's so hard to get to those guys. Ronnie puts me in touch, because I used to stalk Ronnie in the Jeff Beck groups.
Right.
And all those great bands in the 66, 67.
Yeah.
So, and of course, he had a change of heart that had nothing to do with me. I think his mates leaned on him and reminded him he was the right night pick. If, you know, if they ever needed a guitar player, that'd be one fantasy band to be in, of course. There's many of them. I mean, I like to play with Ray Charles or Sam Cooke. And Muddy Waters I saw live twice and was itching to get up and play with him, but I was too young and intimidated at the time. But, you know, those are some names that come to mind.
Listen, Nils, thank you for allowing us into your home this morning over there in America. I'll look forward to the gig on the 16th of January at Liverpool's Philharmonic Hall. As I said to you before, I've had this album in my car for about 3.5 months. The album is your album, Old School.
Right.
Have you got a favourite off so we can play out with that?
You know, I love that record. It was a real reflection on the good, the pros and cons of being around for a while. I was coming up on my 60th birthday. Yeah, you know, there's a great track on there that we were talking about, one of my heroes, and about how as you get older, you know, navigating grief and loss gets harder, and you got to pay attention to who's left. So hopefully there's a lot of listeners out there that still have some family and friends around them. And love to send out the song Miss You, Ray.
Oh, so. Tremendous stuff. Yeah. Have a decent Christmas, mate, and learn the words. And you never know. Hopefully I can get backstage and chat to you in Liverpool.
Yeah, no, that's easy. If you can get to the site, I'd be happy to say hello. And thanks so much for letting people know about the, you know, the shows and the box set. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to hammer that box set to pieces now on nilslofgren.com, because that is a must for all fans.
Yeah, and just forget the, you know, I mean, I don't mean to be rude to Amazon UK, but they're charging a fortune. You can get it at a reasonable price from my website with a little pin my wife made as a bonus. So nilslofgren.com is a place to get it. We're shipping them out daily.
Fantastic. Have a safe journey over here, Nils, and look after yourselves.
Very excited to head back to the UK. Thanks for spreading the word, and you have a great holiday.
And you love to your wife as well. Cheers, Nils.
Cheers. All the best.
Bye-bye. We're going to go out, as we say, Nils, with Miss You, Ray. Take care.
Thanks.
The morning sun, it don't shine as bright. The evening stars are dim tonight. Your ancient voice.
Coast 1079, loving the music.